Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is October 25th and we are on day two of our travel article for this month. And over the past, well, since yesterday, we've been talking about apps. And these are some special apps that you can use when you are traveling that will make your life easier. Now, before we get into today's article, let's meet our panelists for today. Today we have Carolyn back in the studio with us. Carolyn, are you enjoying this article so far?
I am enjoying this article, Campbell. Yeah, there are a lot of good apps.
What is one of the apps that you really appreciated from yesterday's lesson?
Well, at the end of yesterday's lesson, I decided that TripIt would probably be the most useful app for me when I travel, because I often have a rather hectic itinerary, and this would help me to stay very organized and not have to continually check, okay, where am I going next? Okay, how long am I going to be here?
Right.
How much time do I have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you live in Asia, but your family's in the United States. But the United States is actually pretty big, so you actually travel a lot within the United States itself.
Right, yes. My family, since we're all adults now, like my siblings are all grown up, so we live in different states. And that means that when I go visit, there's a lot of traveling involved.
So you have to keep track of where you're supposed to be when, and so this TripIt would help you. All right. Well, we have another guest here with us. Her name is Michelle. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Do you travel a lot, Michelle?
Yeah, I'd say I travel a good amount.
Where was the last place you went to besides Asia?
Canada?
Canada.
Does that count?
Oh, that's true. If you remember, she likes to go across the border and eat dinner.
Yeah, lunch dinner.
Yeah, so she'll, you know, travel to another country just for an hour or so and have dinner. Okay. So in that case, which app from yesterday did you find the most useful?
I said yesterday, and I still agree today, that the best app for me would actually be the Yahoo Weather app, because I tend to enjoy my sleep a lot, and I like to know how the weather's going to be for the next couple of days, and this app gives you hourly 5-day or 10-day forecasts for up to 20 cities at a time. So that would make it easy for me to plan out what I needed to wear there, and as a result, what I needed to pack to go there.
Right, just in case, you know, you wanted to just hop in a car and go to Canada for dinner. All right, well, yeah, actually, this Yahoo Weather, I feel like, is a good app, not just for when you're traveling. I think it's very practical, and it would be very useful, even if you're at home, and just like Michelle said, to know what to wear the next day. Right? Okay, and for me, I really enjoyed this XE Currency app, because I feel like that's one major thing that I'm always thinking about when I'm traveling, is how much is everything costing me, right? And how much is this in this kind of currency compared to this currency, right? If I'm going to the UK, how much am I spending in British pound as compared to US dollars? Or if I'm traveling to Hong Kong, how much am I spending in Hong Kong dollars compared to, you know, NT dollars? So I feel like this XE Currency app would be very useful. All right, well, today we have three other apps to share with you. One is called Wi-Fi Map, one is WhatsApp, and one is Google Translate. What do these apps do? Well, let's find out. We'll start with Wi-Fi Map, and our article for today starts on page 37. So if you have your advanced magazine, please open to page 37 and join us at the top of the page.
Four. Wi-Fi map for finding free Wi-Fi hotspots. Don't want to incur high roaming charges just to message your friend, check for an email, or find directions? Snag the Wi-Fi map app and find nearby Wi-Fi spots, including map views, directions, passwords, and user-generated tips on the signal quality and location of the hotspot. The best part is, you don't need to be online to use it, since it has pre-populated info available offline.
This app sounds very essential. It's kind of funny because just a few years ago, Wi-Fi, I don't know, Michelle, I mean, you're pretty young, so I don't know if you ever existed where Wi-Fi didn't exist, but I definitely grew up where there was no internet. So, I mean, just a few years ago, Wi-Fi or the internet, even the internet, was just kind of a luxury, right? But now it's kind of become this, like, necessity, which I always find amazing. And I can't live without the internet, you know, and I remember just a few weeks ago, the internet in my house broke down, the Wi-Fi port in my house broke down, and I was just like, oh, what do I do? I can't contact anyone, because we had no cell phone reception in our house, and anyway, I just felt like I was cut off from the world. So that's why I feel like this app would be very, very useful. How do you guys feel about this Wi-Fi map app?
I think it's very useful, and it kind of makes me think of how a couple years ago here in Taipei they started their free Wi-Fi roaming service. Mm-hmm. I remember in the past when I came back that was not a thing, and 1 year coming back to visit my relatives in Taiwan, just being amazed by
Free Wi-Fi
everywhere.
Yes. So, it starts off saying, don't want to incur high roaming charges just to message your friend, check for an email, or find directions. Snag the Wi-Fi map app. So, what does it mean to incur high roaming charges? What are they talking about?
Well, that means that you are going to receive them. Mm-hmm. If you incur something, then you experience something, and it's usually something not very nice. You don't like it, and it's usually because you did something.
Right.
But here, it's just you're using your Wi-Fi. Yeah. Well, you're using your data plan because there isn't Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means the cell phone company is going to charge you a lot of money.
Right, especially if you're traveling abroad, right? Because your data plan or your cell service is in your country, and then you're traveling to another country, and they have their own networks and things like that. So you are now kind of crossing over into another network, into another country, and that can be very expensive.
Very. And that's what roaming means. You are roaming outside of your own network.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be with cell phones that within the country, right, if you were kind of outside the range of the cell towers of your provider, you were roaming. But now there is none of that, right? In the United States, too, you can be in different states and still, you know, be within. There's very rarely do you hear about roaming charges for calling, but now we have roaming charges for the internet and for data plans. And I know a lot of times you want to go online, but you don't necessarily want to use your data plan because maybe you're trying to save your data plan, you don't have unlimited data plans, so you don't want to get charged. So Wi-Fi in those moments becomes very, very important. So how do you solve that? Well, snag the Wi-Fi map app. What does it mean to snag something?
To snag something is to get or catch something by acting quickly. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to snag the last ticket to a concert that's selling out fast.
Right. Or, you know, during Christmas, there are great sales at the mall. You want to snag some deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to snag. You just want to grab. You want to get this Wi-Fi map app and find nearby Wi-Fi spots, because that's kind of helpful to know where there is Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's definitely beneficial when you're traveling to know what locations you can go to access wireless internet services.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the great features of this app is that you can use it offline, right? So, I mean, that makes sense because you're trying to find a place where you can get online. So if you're trying to find a place where you can get online, you're probably offline. So it's helpful that you can get this information. And it's pre-populated, which means that it is just stored on your phone. So you don't actually have to get on the internet in order to find this information. Okay. Well, what if you do need to make a call to someone How can we do that? Well, that's where WhatsApp, this fun app, comes into play. Let's find out what WhatsApp does.
Five, WhatsApp for free calling and texting. Almost everyone we know already has WhatsApp installed on their phone, taking out one essential step in getting these types of apps to work. They only work between people who already have the app. It works over data and Wi-Fi, so you can enjoy the practically free use when you've got Wi-Fi, but also flip on your data if you're in a pinch and need to get in contact. It's still cheaper than a text or phone call. It automatically loads any phone contacts using WhatsApp, so you don't have to manually search or ask who wants to keep in touch while you're away. Plus, you can send voice notes, pictures, and video, and create group chats between friends.
It seems like there are a lot of these types of apps that allow us to stay in touch with friends, right? In Asia here, we use Line a lot or WeChat a lot. But in the States and Western countries, a lot of them use WhatsApp. Okay, it's just a similar type of app where you're able to contact your friends. You have your friends list and you can just contact them straight through the app, and you can just call them, right? And the section starts saying, almost everyone we know already has WhatsApp installed on their phone, taking out one essential step in getting these types of apps to work. They only work between people who already have the app. So, if you have WhatsApp, I have WhatsApp, we can call each other. If you don't have WhatsApp, I have WhatsApp, I'm not going to be able to contact you if I want to use WhatsApp.
Right.
So most people in the Western world, in the U.S. have WhatsApp, right? You know, do you guys have WhatsApp?
I do not, but I know, my siblings do. So they contact each other with WhatsApp in the U.S. I'm here, so I use Line.
Yeah, but they could still call you on WhatsApp.
They could. So, yeah, I thought about getting it, but, you know, that takes up more space on my phone.
It's true. Do you have WhatsApp, Michelle?
No, I actually don't have WhatsApp either. My cell phone carrier is actually very nice, and they allow me to text and to roam with my data unlimited internationally without extra charges, so I don't really need WhatsApp.
Wow, that's amazing. I have WhatsApp friends. I use WhatsApp.
Contact Campbell.
WhatsApp is actually, it's kind of a fun play on words. It's kind of, you know, how we greet each other. We say, what's up, right? You know, and so they're kind of playing around with that and changing it up to the app. So again, remember, we say app, not APP, so WhatsApp, and it's a way for people to call each other, and it's free. So when you're calling someone on WhatsApp, within the WhatsApp app, you can contact them for free, and you can send free text messages, so it doesn't incur any extra charges. And it works over data and Wi-Fi, so you can enjoy the practically free use when you've got Wi-Fi. But if you really need to, you can also, as we were talking earlier, flip on your data if you're in a pinch and need to get in contact. I really like this phrase, in a pinch. What does that phrase mean?
To be in a pinch is basically that you can do something if it's really necessary, but it's kind of difficult and it's not perfect and it's not something you'd really like to do.
Right, because I mean, most of the time, if you don't have unlimited data, even if you do have unlimited data, you're paying a pretty penny for it, right? It's kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to incur those charges, you use Wi-Fi. But in a pinch, which just means like in an emergency, in a really urgent situation, you can turn on your data and get in contact with someone. And it's still cheaper than a text or a phone call, right? In the past, it would cost a lot of money for you to call home to New York from Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But now through these different apps like WhatsApp and Line and WeChat, you can just call people essentially for free, even if you are in a different country. And that is very helpful. And also it automatically loads any phone contacts using WhatsApp, so you don't have to manually search or ask who wants to keep in touch while you're away. It used to be where, again, Michelle probably doesn't remember this, but it used to be where you'd have to, like, bring your phone book and you'd have to, you know, manually write down with a pen and paper. You know what a pen?
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
So pen and paper, and you'd have to keep track of the phone numbers and the addresses in order to send your friend postcards and give them calls while you're abroad. But now it's a lot more convenient, and you can also send voice notes, pictures, and video, and you can even create group chats between friends so people can join you on your trip, in essence, right? So this sounds pretty pretty convenient. Again, WhatsApp or Line, there are many, many different types of apps that you can use to keep in touch. All right, well, we have one last app here. It's called Google Translate. What does that do? Well, let's find out.
Six, Google Translate for translation services. Okay, so there's no perfectly functioning translation program yet, but if there is going to be one in the near future, we'll put our money on Google Translate, because it's pretty close right now. This app allows you to translate your way through 90 languages, and Google Translate expanded its camera picture text to translation feature to 27 languages, meaning you can snap a photo of a sign or menu and the app will translate it for you. It's also got a speech option for translations for anyone who is a little timid on their pronunciations. Plus, you can draw characters instead of typing, have direct voice-to-voice translations, and download language packs for easy offline translation access.
So, you guys have a lot of experience traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been to countries where you're not really able to speak the language and communicate?
Oh, yes.
Can you share some stories about that?
Well, I have been to a number of countries in Asia, but the only Asian language I speak is Chinese.
Right.
So when I went to Japan, Chinese is not exactly helpful.
Right.
Because they speak Japanese.
Right.
So, yes, communicating there, I used a lot of English, a few very basic Japanese words. But I did not have Google Translate on my phone. This would have made it so much easier.
I know. It's true. You know, I speak Chinese and English and a little bit of French, very, 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 very little French, you know, and you can kind of get around with English in most countries, but, you know, there are a lot of people who still don't speak English, and you go there and you kind of have a hard time communicating, right? Even in the States, sometimes. I met a guy who just moved to the States. I think he was from Mexico. He didn't speak English. He only spoke Spanish. So that's when I actually took out Google Translate. I didn't have the app. I actually did it on the Internet, and we were texting back and forth. I was texting him in Spanish, and he was texting me in English, you know?
Wow.
But neither of us spoke English or Spanish, so it was very, very interesting. Yeah, so I think this is definitely one app that would be very, very helpful, and it's got some pretty fun features, right? And it says that there's no perfectly functioning translation program yet, which is true, because language is not so cut and dry.
Right. I know that there are quite a few restaurants around here that translate their menus.
Right.
So seeing this example of translating menus, they translate their menus using Google Translate.
Right.
And sometimes they will come up with translations like, I can't find this on Google Translate, but it is delicious.
Yes.
So yeah. They can't translate the dish name because there isn't really a good translation for it. It doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, they do the literal translation of, you know, For example, 佛跳墙, right? Buddha jumps over the wall. So they'll just translate that directly. And I mean, it is called Buddha jumps over the wall in English, but it doesn't tell anybody what it is.
I have no idea what that food is.
Right, see?
None.
It's a special dish. It's a kind of a soup, and it's got a whole bunch of stuff, and it's called Buddha jumps over the wall because it's so good that even Buddha will jump over the wall to eat it, apparently. So, you should look it up. It's good. So stuff like that where the menu is kind of, everybody wants to be kind of international, and English is kind of the international language right now. So a lot of places do their best to translate menus into English, but sometimes the translation is not as accurate, right? And as I was saying, there is no perfectly functioning translation program yet because computers aren't able to get context. I mean, we talked earlier in the month about this new technology called Watson that maybe one day we'll be able to do that, where mm-hmm. it's able to translate based on context and not just what they see literally. So maybe when that is more perfected, then we'll get the perfect translation program. And this article says, if there is going to be one in the near future, what are they going to put their money on?
On Google Translate.
Why?
Because as of right now, it allows you to translate your way through 90 languages, which is very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is pretty well functioning. It's not perfect, but it functions pretty well. What does it mean when we say that we want to put our money on something?
Well, it's sort of like you are willing to bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to take money and say that this is going to win, and if it doesn't win, then I guess I lose my money.
Right, right, right. So we use this phrase a lot, and I'm going to put my money on the fact that tomorrow it's going to rain, right, because Yahoo Weather tells me that it's going to rain. So you're saying I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to put money on it. All right. The app allows you to, as Michelle says, translate your way through 90 languages, and Google Translate expanded its camera picture text to translation feature to 27 languages. And this is great. This is definitely something that I've used a lot around here in Asia, because when I first got here, I couldn't read Chinese. So I had to use the camera function on my phone, and I would use it, take a picture, and then the phone would read the words for me, and that really helped me to understand what was going on. And I think that is definitely a plus for this app. And again, with the reading of the menu or the sign, so you can know which is the women's bathroom, which is the men's bathroom,
mm-hmm.
right? That's something very important. Or you can know which bus stop you're at, which subway station you're at, all that. So it'll translate it for you. And it's also got a speech option for translations for anyone who is a little timid on their pronunciation. So I'm guessing you can speak into your Google Translate, and then it'll translate it for you, and you can just show the words to the person you're trying to talk to. It's kind of making the world a smaller place, bringing people together. And you can also draw characters instead of typing, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know I've definitely used that a couple of times to when people are trying to type Chinese in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I won't really know how to do the pinyin for it.
Right.
And so it's just easier for them to draw the characters, and it's faster, too.
Right. So it's easier. It just makes communication easier. And I think as humans, communication is one of the biggest barriers we have sometimes, right? And I think of sci-fi movies where there have these machines or these different things that you can put on, and then, you know, as they're speaking one language, you know, like I think of Star Trek or Star Wars, where, you know, one alien race is speaking one language, but then, you know, somehow magically we're able to understand what they're saying because we've got this device in our ear that processes what they're saying and it translates it for
us.
I actually saw an ad for a machine or a device that can do that now.
Yes, they are in development, and I think They won't be available for purchase for a while. They're still raising funds and developing them. But Yes, they are creating a product, and it does work.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
It's pretty cool. So, we look forward to having that be more mainstream. All right. Well, we're almost out of time. Okay, so now we've covered six different apps, right? We've got TripIt, we've got the XE Currency, Yahoo, Wi-Fi Map, WhatsApp, and the Google Translate. Now, out of all six of these, which one would you guys say would be most beneficial for you? Quick, just one. Michelle.
I would say Google Translate because where I am right now, I know I've definitely used this a lot, especially on this trip to Taiwan, because although I can speak and understand Chinese, I often have difficulty reading Chinese.
Mm.
And so this app really helps me when I go out and order food for myself and all that stuff.
Okay. Carolyn?
I think I would also have to pick Google Translate.
Mm.
I love to travel around Asia, and I don't speak the languages of the places that I go to. I learn a few words and phrases so I can try to communicate, but for the most part, it sounds kind of like baby talk, right? It's like one word here, one word there, no full sentences.
Yeah.
So I think Google Translate would have to win for these six apps.
Okay, cool. Well, friends, what about you? Which one of these apps would you use? And do you have any other apps that you would recommend? Let us know. Write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. As always, check out our QR code at the top of the article. That will help you to get some more information and to see some fun features to help you review our article. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed this two-day article. Please do come back and join us next time for Advanced Studio Classroom. But for now, it's time to say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.